Hello and welcome to All Songs Are Love Songs, a debate show in which I, Rowan Windle, argue that all songs ever written are love songs. In each episode, guests will challenge me with songs they claim are not love songs, and with the help of our impartial judge, Erica, I will prove them wrong. First up, for our pilot episode, The Imperial March from Star Wars.
All songs. Sorry, I'm just going up my notes and I'll be ready for the first song.
This is Jake Budge, a friend of mine from Geelong, Australia. He came much more prepared than I had expected. And today we have our judge, of course, we have Erica Parsons. Erica, say hi.
Hi, everybody. I'm so excited to be here.
In the interests of full disclosure, I should mention Erica is my fiancé, but if you're worried about impartiality, it's okay. If anything, she's slightly biased against me. She loves to watch me lose an argument. And Jake's going to tell us the song that he thinks is not a love song. I'm going to say why I think it is a love song, and Erica will be the decider. So, Jake, what is your song?
The Imperial March. It's a song by John Williams, the composer.
Okay, why do you not think it's a love song?
Okay, I don't think it's a love song. This is how I'm going to start. So the Oxford Dictionary defines love as...
Wait. What is happening? You're bringing a dictionary into my love song challenge.
Is that...
Judge rules, it's okay. That was not...
All right, objection overruled. All right, fair enough.
A profoundly tender... passionate affection for another person, a feeling of warmth, personal attachment, or deep affection, as for a parent, child, or friend, sexual passion or desire. So that's what the Oxford Dictionary defines love as.
Oh, that's
and
just love.
I think.
Okay. Yep.
That's just love. And I think this song is not a love song because it's a song from the motion picture Star Wars, the original Star Wars, and it's the Imperial March, which takes place whenever the Stormtroopers are on screen, and the Stormtroopers are not in... picture, they're not the icon of like love, they don't represent love, they represent fear. And the Oxford Dictionary summarizes fear as an unpleasant emotion caused by threat or danger, pain or harm. And that's exactly what the Stormtroopers is all about fear. There's no love amongst them. And the defense may argue that John Williams, the composer, wrote this song out of love, which I don't think is right because he was writing for the Stormtroopers. So he was harnessing his fear within him to create this song. And not everything we do in love in life is cause of love. Like, for instance, I just did a poo before. I didn't do it out of love. I did it because it was a task I needed to get
for a moment
done.
I thought you were going to say you did it out of fear of Stormtroopers.
Probably. Well, like, Stormtroopers, I probably missed the bowl.
But Stormtroopers.
The point is, this is not a love song. It's a song made out of fear, and I rest my case.
All songs are love songs. All songs are love songs. All songs are love songs. All songs
are love songs. All songs are love songs. Thank you very much, Jake Budge, for your arguments. I will now hear arguments from Rowan, please. Please, Rowan, why do you think this is a love song?
Well, Jake, I am very impressed with how prepared you've come for this. But you have made a couple of errors in your assertion that it's not a love song. Firstly, you're absolutely right. It's from Star Wars. John Williams is the composer. It's the Imperial March, which is not
not restricted to the stormtroopers. In fact, this is the theme of Darth Vader. So you see it when Darth Vader appears, and you're being a little closed-minded in how you're viewing this song, because you're talking only about the early movies. This theme comes back later on as well when we go to the prequels. Even the same theme, it's done on a piccolo and on some nicer instruments, even when it's younger Anakin Skywalker. So in fact, this is a song that follows an innocent child as he grows up and goes through a very complicated character arc. And ultimately, this is a spoiler if you haven't seen the movies, ultimately this same character defeats the Emperor out of love for his own son. So it's a song that closely follows and reflects the life of one character, a faulty, yes, but essentially who started out innocent and redeemed himself in the end. So it's the song of a person's life. As far as the stormtroopers and fear, I agree, but the fear comes from the stormtroopers, I believe, are orphans who are taken from their homes and are missing out on that love. And that's kind of plays into why it's such a poignant song, why it's such a poignant love song. You're saying it's about warmth and personal attachment. This is exactly what happens. Anakin has all that when this theme first appears, chronologically within the movies, not, you know, in the original movies, but chronologically, it's originally a love song because it's about him as a child and as a teenager falling in love with Padme. This is still his theme then as well, isn't it? Now, lastly, a point about the music itself. There are two songs that the Star Wars Imperial March is based upon. One of them is Mars, the Bringer of War by Gustav Holst. Which is from a suite about planets. And this is a song about loving the natural world and astronomy. So it's clearly based on at least one love song. The other song it's based on is Chopin's Piano Sonata No. 2 in B-flat minor, which may not sound familiar unless I call it the Funeral March. Now, what could possibly be more of a love song than a funeral march, which is meant as a final honour to the people most important to us in our lives? That's it. It's so much a love song that I am feeling emotional just talking about it right now. I rest my case.
All songs are love songs.
All songs are love songs.
All songs are love songs.
Wow. Gentlemen, you've both given me a lot to think about today. I've never felt sorrier for a stormtrooper. And I also, Jake Budge, would like to know how you don't know that they, or how you know that they don't love Darth Vader and are doing all of that work for Darth Vader because of their love. So in this case.
Am I allowed to reply to that, or is that the sort of question you don't want to answer to?
I think in this case of Rowan versus Jake, this one's going to go to Rowan.
Yay! Woo! There we go. John Williams' The Imperial March from Star Wars is a love song.
You heard it here first.
Congratulations to the defense.
Okay, this next song is a very, very beautiful love song. But of course, all songs are love songs. Thank you so much for joining us for our pilot episode. If you enjoyed the show, please share it with friends. And of course, join us for more episodes with more guests. Big thank you to Jake and Erica for this episode. If you would like to hear more from Jake Budge, you can find his podcast, The Jake's on You, on Spotify.